Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I'm going to continue after we talk to Elaine Brown and Matt Kazee. You said I had Matt Kazee on the line, correct? Okay, good. 9-11 first responder, her WTC-7 demolition countdown. This adds to all the other evidence. We're going to play that audio of him speaking out about it from the video coming up. For those that just joined us, four associates of Ed and Elaine Brown arrested, AP headline. And we're going to go back through some of this right now. Elaine, thank you for calling into the show when we requested it, because your numbers are always changing. We're unable to get a hold of you. Can you tell us exactly what you know about what's happened?
We were told late yesterday afternoon, we found out that four of our friends had been arrested by the federal marshals. One in Texas, one in Missouri, one in New York, one in Vermont. Danny Riley, you know, the one who was shot at by the federal marshals and tasered back in June, was arrested in New York. And from what I understand, the charges on him are all total fabrications. One is accessory after the fact. There is impeding or doing harm to a federal officer, offenses against the United States, and possession of a weapon relating to a violent crime.
But no violent crime has been committed. I saw that. How can they do that?
Exactly. The only violence has been when the marshal shot at and tasered Danny Riley. That's the only violence that's happened at all. This is all totally bogus charges. It's just meant to intimidate and harass and keep people fearful from standing firm and doing what's right.
How did you ascertain that these are the charges on Riley?
Sean Kranitz just called and told me. He phoned the clerk of court in New York, in Albany. Now, apparently, Danny and Bob are scheduled to appear in federal court here in Concord today. So Danny is being transported from New York down to New Hampshire.
What about Reno from Texas?
I don't know anything about Reno. Jason was arrested in Missouri, which means he was arrested right out of
We just lost Elaine again. Go ahead and get her back on. Now, here's Mackenzie. I wish somebody, and I'm not griping, but I wish somebody would have told me this when I was in New York. I saw Danny Riley, shook his hand once, talked to him again in the days we were there, saw him on 9-11. In fact, I saw him twice that day. Then it started raining. We all got broken up. And supposedly he was walking off away from the crowd with a cinematographer who's from Austin who was just covering the event. And, of course, that is even a fellow you'll see in the credits of Endgame. He's done some great video work for us here in Austin. And he got detained with him, but he wouldn't talk much on the phone to Aaron Dykes last night or this morning. He's pretty freaked out. I don't even like to even say his name on air, but it's all over the news. I'm trying to give him some privacy, but it's Terry Melton. And he said that they ducked in out of the rain and that the police came up and pulled guns on him and had him get down. And then he was taken in and brutally interrogated and screamed at, told he was going to go to prison if he didn't do this and that. And, by the end of it, the feds will try to turn some of these people to claim that, you know, that the Browns have Godzilla under their house and flying saucers and ray guns and were planning to take over Mars. I mean, you know, just unbelievable, unbelievable propaganda. And I'm just trying to stop any type of escalation. Do we have Mackenzie? Matt, we're about to break. Just stay there. When we come back, I want to find out exactly what you saw. So we just talked to you for 30 seconds back during a break, and all bedlam breaks loose around here as news continues to develop. I want to continue with your phone calls, get into Building 7, huge bombshell news, spend some time today recapping the incredible things that happened in New York for the 6th anniversary. You were looking for the info war. You were looking for the front lines and the fight for liberty and freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, you have found it. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Matt, real fast, tell what you saw on 9/11 there at Ground Zero during the demonstrations with the 9/11 truthers. Because I got Elaine Brown on hold, and I want to get her story, but this may help her with a piece of it right now before her phone cuts out again. What did you witness happen to Danny Riley?
Sure. I was working with Terry Melton as a cinematographer on the 11th, and we went to go grab some lunch, Terry Melton and Danny Riley and I, and we walked about a block. I had my friend Paul who was with me, and he came up and told me that while there was a big crowd of people around you, and actually Danny was talking to you, he heard some of the police talking about how they really wanted to arrest somebody. One of the guys said, well, hold on, when he gets away from the crowd, we'll take him down. Now, we came and we told a few people, we told Aaron, this was right about the same time that the cops were pushing the camera back in Aaron's face. And, I mean, it's hard to get up close to you, Alex, when all with all those
possible. No, I'm not blaming anybody. I just don't know how I didn't get told about it, but go ahead.
And so we went off to lunch. As we're going off to lunch, my friend is staying there at Ground Zero, and he noticed that the cops are getting on the cell phones, and something's going on. So he followed them. Now, he didn't know I was going to lunch. We went off to eat. Terry Melton tells me that that people are following us. So I go out ahead of them when we're leaving the diner and across the street, and I notice two cops clocking me. It was one in blue and one in a white shirt with a blue hat. And I videotaped that just for a second. And as we walk back up to Ground Zero, these guys are following us the whole way. So by the time we got to Ground Zero, I got separated from Danny Riley. He was in the crowd. I was with Terry Melton. And we went around, and I confirmed, we watched the video last night. We do have these guys on tape. We do have the guy who was absolutely saying.
Did they grab Terry Melton and Danny Riley that day right after that?
Yes, the first thing I heard was that they went back home to Danny's place and they got him there, but now they may have gotten him before it was in Cohoes, New York. I'm not sure exactly where that is.
Because the word we got, just talking to Melton for a minute, was it was raining, they ducked in some place to get out of the rain with the camera and got grabbed, and later that afternoon it was raining.
Yes, it was, and that sounds pretty close, because if these police were saying that as soon as they get away from the crowd, we're going to go ahead and take them down, then that had to be what happened.
He thinks they're listening to his phone, so he won't say much over it.
Well,
whatever. All Terry Melton's done is videotape things. So, I mean, they'll probably make something up. Let's all pray for him. Let's go to Elaine Brown. Stay right there, Mackenzie. Elaine, does that fit in any pieces of the puzzle for you?
Well, I knew Terry and Danny had been arrested in New York. I didn't know if it was in Albany, near where Danny lives, or if it was in New York City. But, you know, that fits in okay, yeah.
Elaine, I agree with you that the feds are trying to scare people here doing this, but the point is, it is a scary situation. This is real. As you know, you're right in the middle of it, like no one else is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, why else would they do all this? You know, the simple thing is, you know, years ago all they had to do was show the law and all of this would be avoided. But maybe they wouldn't have had all this fun if they had done that. Because I'm sure these guys are having a good old time. But, I don't know, it's a horrible thing when the government just runs rampant like this. You know, the Declaration of Independence tells us that when the government no longer serves the needs of the people, it's time to remove it and institute a new one. And that's what we have to do. We need a third Continental Congress to get us back to where we're supposed to be. Go back to the Articles of Confederation.
Elaine, I have a question for you. They were going to give 30 million illegal aliens, they said 14 million. It doesn't matter, 14 million or 30 million. It was in the congressional bill that almost passed. Total amnesty for no income taxes for 5 years retroactively. Why then, if they wanted to de-escalate this, why couldn't they do that for U.S. citizens?
Right, exactly. Exactly right, Alex. Gee. You know, what can you say? It's all part of the criminal activity that just pervades our entire government system from the local level all the way up to the feds. And we've got to change it, everybody. We have got to change it. Or we are really going to be in slavery, total slavery. I'm really worried about these guys. They've got these trumped up charges that they probably made up on the spot that has nothing to do with anything that these gentlemen have done.
Well, I know this, Elaine. You know, they can half-bake the other charges, but this one's clearly a fraud. Possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence.
Yeah.
Now there has been no crime of violence other than them tasering him and shooting at him. They've now admitted to that, and that's like the Davidians. They were found not guilty of murder in federal court in San Antonio, but then the judge tagged on using firearms in the commission of murder, and they went to prison for 44 years apiece for that. The Supreme Court said you can't put somebody in prison for committing a crime of murder with a firearm when you're found not guilty of murder, but they still are in prison. I think most of them just got out after 12, 13 years, or I guess even longer now. So this is absolutely amazing that they would come up. I mean, are these feds this stupid? Or I guess they just don't care if the charge is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what would they say Danny had done with a firearm in the commission of a violent crime?
Right. Right. Where's the violent crime other than what they did? Like we just said, you know?
Well, how is Ed handling all this?
Well, we're just kind of sitting and waiting for information to come in, further information about them. We really don't know much at this point. So hopefully by later today, after Bob and Danny have been into federal court in here in Concord, we'll know more details, and hopefully we'll learn something about Jason too through a mutual friend. So we just pray for them. I'm really worried about them. I mean, we know what kind of criminals these marshals in courts are. You know, when the marshals actually say, we know the Browns committed no crimes, but we're going to go and get them anyway when we're told to, what does that tell you, everybody? That they're mercenaries. They're not law enforcement. They're not enforcing any laws. In fact, they're breaking laws.
Now, the report is that Reno Gonzalez got arrested in Texas, and that the person that was with him told the press that they beat him up. Have you got any information on that?
Really? No. This is the first I've heard of anything regarding Reno, other than that he had been arrested. No kidding.
What do you think about the news statement by, quote, this was a tax case, Monier said Wednesday, that's the head marshal in the case, but over the last 7 months, the Browns have allegedly obstructed justice and encouraged others to assist them. Ed Brown has threatened to kill law enforcement and other government officials, so our message to the Browns is clear. Do the right thing, call us, and surrender peacefully. He's claiming now it's been escalated. I mean, where do you think he's getting this statement that Ed has threatened to kill federal officers?
Ed has never threatened anyone. Ed has warned. He has told them, if you come at me and try to harm me or my wife, then I will defend. If you try to kill me, I will kill you. That's it. That's not a threat. That's a warning. A threat is, I'm going to kill you. A warning is, if you try to kill me, I'm going to kill you.
What about the reports we're getting that different individuals all over the country plan, I guess, to kick off the second revolution like Lexington and Concord if they go in and gun you guys down?
I'm sorry, you broke up there. Say that again, please.
Elaine, what about the reports we keep seeing on blogs and the Internet and hearing about how there's a big army of people that plan to go after federal judges and federal marshals and FBI and other people involved in the case, that the second revolution may kick off if they go in on you guys?
Well, we know there are people out there who have made the claim that if any harm comes to us, they will reciprocate to those who have caused the harm. That has nothing to do with us, but that's what we have been told.
That has nothing to do with you guys.
No. In fact, I know of one case where a gentleman from somewhere in the Midwest called the marshals, gave them his name, address, and phone number, said, if you kill the Browns, I am going to come there and I am going to kill you. Again, I have no idea who this
is. Sure. Well, Elaine, let's just all pray that all of this ends peacefully. How could this end peacefully? What would it take for you to, what would they need to do for you guys to come out?
Dismiss the case. That's the only way.
Well, I hear you. I certainly hope that they would do that because...
Yeah, that's the only way. You know, this is a land of peace. We have committed no crime. We have broken no law. And because we are living souls and we are not part of their corporation, we're not under their jurisdiction. We answer to God's laws. That's all. And here we stand, and that is our position, Alex.
Well, we need to pray for Danny Riley and Reno and everybody that's been arrested. I heard that Mr. Wolf, the militia commander, may be released.
He's been released?
No, I heard he may be released. That's floating around.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that. I don't know.
So you have any other tidbits of info that you've gotten about the four arrestees?
I have absolutely nothing, Alex. Some of the things you've told me today are news to me. So, you know, I as you know, I don't have much communication ability. So,
well, I think it's important to keep communication lines open,
right,
with the feds. I mean, are you guys ever talking to them anymore?
No. I mean, since they shut off our mail, our internet, our phone. How are they going to contact us? Stephen Moynier, we have never spoken with Mr. Moynier. He has never contacted us.
There was the FBI agent, though, dressed like a hillbilly that did come in. He's the real commander behind all this from what we've got. Elaine, we've got to break quickly, but I've got a few other questions I'd like to ask you. Can you stay with us?
Okay.
Thank you. Be right back with Elaine Brown from New Hampshire. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Boy, I guess this song goes both ways for the Browns and the Feds. Meanwhile, the globalists just laugh. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Elaine Brown's our guest. I'm going to get into Building 7 and 9/11 news in the last 30 minutes. I want Matt, because he'd be able to pop in with some final comments as well. Elaine, where do you see all this going?
Alex, so many people ask that. I have no idea. We're sitting here in peace. We have friends come to visit us in peace. We do nothing. There's no violence here. There's just, we're on the land that belongs to the Lord. We're just peaceful people sitting here, minding our own business. Yeah. Okay, Alex, I have a guest here. Let's let him tell you what it's like here right now.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome. Who's this?
I'm just a guest. I've been here since Tuesday night. I was at Ground Zero right before Danny and everybody got arrested there. I left there to come here. But we're just sitting around, and it's probably one of the most boring places that anybody could imagine. There's nothing going on, and you know what they're saying is just so much total bull. I don't know where they're going to go with what they're thinking and trying to convince everybody of. That's what's going on here. We're sitting around.
Well, my only hope is that violence never occurs in any of this, because it can be used for a police state expansion. It can also hurt the Browns and others. And to see these four men arrested and to now have the string of charges placed on them is upsetting. Is Ed Brown nearby the phone?
Yeah, Alex, I'm here. I just heard your statement. Yeah, Alex, it doesn't make any difference. We can't be responsible, number one, for anybody else's action except our own. That's number one. How many people they arrest, do not arrest. That's a police state mentality. That's what they do, is it not?
Yes.
Well, okay, so, I mean, if they arrest 100 people because of Brown interest, what am I supposed to do about that?
I'm not saying you're supposed to do anything. I'm just trying to find some way out of this. We know it's wrong what's happened to you. We know they want a confrontation, but at the same time,
the only way, you say, a way out of this is if they were, those people on the federal side would turn themselves into the closest local convenient prison and end the nonsense and the criminal activity that they're conducting. Because I'm not going to change. My wife is not going to change. Other people around the country are not going to change and become criminals because they say so.
Ed, what do you think of this statement by Monty or the federal marshal saying this was a tax case, but over the last 7 months, the Browns have allegedly obstructed justice and encouraged others to assist them. Ed Brown has threatened to kill law enforcement and other government officials. So our message to the Browns is clear. Do the right thing. Call us and surrender peacefully.
Do the right thing and go hang yourself, Mr. Moynihan. You're a criminal from day one, along with all of your agents, along with the judge and every other federal agent involved in this case so far. You've broken the law. You continue to break the law. We have done not a single solitary thing except sit here and make a few statements, and none of the statements were violent or aggressive. They just were from a defensive position. We have warned everybody. Outside of that, we've done nothing.
Well, Ed, I know this. Ed, I know this. It certainly is a false charge. To claim that Danny Riley and others had possession and use of a firearm in relation to the crime of violence. Where's the violence?
Exactly. And the only shot, the only violence we've had has been from the federal agents shooting at Danny Riley and shooting the back of the property down here. And the local police working with the state police assaulting this land back in June of this year. Come on, guys.
You know, I think they arrested them
yes.
to cause a chilling effect so you wouldn't get support, A, but B, and probably more importantly, I want to get your take on this, Ed Brown, there in Plainfield, New Hampshire, that they also now can interrogate the four of them and get intel.
They can do whatever they want to do. It's not my concern or my affair. I'm sorry that four of my friends here now have been picked up. I wouldn't allow it. For myself, that they do what they're going to do.
Well, Ed, stay there. Stay there. Because we've got a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and I'd like to be able to talk to you a few more minutes. I know you're very busy, but I know you've got a few more things you'd like to say, and my mind is racing here with so many questions I want to ask you. And we will get it more into the 9/11 anniversary of Not Today, Tomorrow, folks. This is just breaking, and we go where the breaking important news is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Let's go back to Ed Brown outside Plainfield, New Hampshire, ongoing standoff. Very brave people. You know that's for sure, and we've been praying for them, and I just pray this ends peacefully. Ed, you know that the federal marshals are brainwashed minions of the New World Order, and they really believe the tax system. They believe all the fraud. They really believe mercury's good. MSNBC now says that lead in children's toys is good. I'm not kidding. You can't make this type of stuff up. They believe the lie, and you know it's not going to hurt the New World Order if they get hurt. It's not going to hurt the New World Order if you get hurt. And I thought they were trying to de-escalate things until they flew that helicopter so dangerously low over the crowd. That was extremely dangerous in that wooded area. I mean, even behind a hill, folks, they had it down behind the hill just 100 yards from their house. These are provocative moves by the feds. This is not a good sign. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, any comments on how they're trying, why they're trying to escalate?
Sure. To scare the rest of you. That's all. Keep you all in line. Do what you're told. That's the only reason. I just got through reading the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion again, and all of what they're doing today are in those protocols. Interesting.
Where do you... I mean, I know you don't like to look off into the future, but, I mean, how long is this going to go on?
As long as they keep breaking the law, I'm going to keep obeying the law and do exactly what the law says. As far as the timetable is concerned, who knows? Until they do the right thing.
Have you had any feds creeping around your house again?
I have no idea. The dog hasn't spotted anything. She's gone on alert a few times. But
what have you done in the past whenever the dog alerts or you think somebody's in the woods?
No, I have a lot of things in the woods.
No, we didn't have the dog before.
Oh, that's right. I did not have the dog before. I only had the dog a short time, Alex.
But in the past, I mean, not the distant past, but the recent last few months, there hasn't been any other incidences since the firing of guns and the...
No, there hasn't been. And like I told Mr. Moynier anyway, you know, way back when, I said, hey, or somebody, I said, I forget who it was. Well, yeah, somebody. I said, hey, maybe if they're sneaking around the woods and stuff, then maybe I'll just start taking random shots into the woods, just for the heck of it. I live way out in the woods. There's nothing in my woods except wildlife. And the wildlife, the deer and the bear and the moose usually let me know that they're there. So if there's any other stuff, maybe I'll just take a shot here and there, for the heck of it. Maybe I'll target practice on certain leaves in the trees. There's a peaceful land here. There is no problems. This land has no ghosts. I am not going to tolerate tomfoolery from administration in this country or any other country against this nation. I am a United States Constitutional Ranger bound by oath and conviction as a man of honor to stand by and protect this nation and its laws at any and all costs, and I'm going to do that.
Ed, I understand your stand, and I admire it. My concern, and many other people's concern, is that they would like to have a bloody escalation with you to then cause reprisals. This is the higher-ups above the people they're sending against you who don't get the full picture.
I have nothing to do with me at all, Alex. Whatever happens here, happens here. Whatever happens here is between any criminal element and myself, or my wife and myself. Of course, my dog and my cat. That's why I've taken the safeties off there to give them the invitation to go ahead and do their thing. They're welcome to do so. We're not here trying to hide anything or put any big barricades up or obstacles in their way. It's wide open. So, go ahead. And let's see what happens.
It's wide open? You were saying you had things in the woods, though.
Well, so what? It's still wide open. They're still welcome to come in.
Well, Ed, I have tried to keep this from getting violent, and I've tried to shed as much light on your plight as I can, but I mean, can you understand how myself and others are having great success in a peaceful information war, one which you've waged as well, to wake up America, and why we might not? And I understand they're coming at you; you're not coming at them. But you might understand why we want to de-escalate this, because we don't want this to turn into some type of mass shooting war.
Well, we don't either, but I can't help what happens in this country or what happened in history. I mean, you can't save a nation with words. I've never seen it done. It wasn't done with Gandhi in India either. The only reason was that he lost millions of people by doing it that way. He wouldn't have done it that way. He'd have done it with guns if he had them. But they didn't have the weapons.
Actually, he was beaten and jailed and tortured quite a bit.
Of course. But I'm talking about the way they took over the country again and gained their freedom again to some degree. Was the way that Gandhi did it. Would have done it with guns if he had had them.
I really don't think Gandhi said that, though.
Well,
Ed, listen, okay. I mean, I have seen this stuff come and go, and I've seen it happen over and over again, and we don't want a new Waco. I know the feds are despicable and wicked and liars and evil, and it's a fraud, and I understand all that. I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm simply stating that... take the Gray family up in East Texas, pretty far south, folks, to say East Texas is up there. But things de-escalated there, and they were left alone, and I think 7 years has passed. I'd like to, but I don't think the feds are looking for a way to kind of ignore this and let it die down. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they haven't so far. They just keep coming in with their little toys and stuff.
Have there been any other aircraft or helicopters in there?
About two or three times a week, that little white Cessna that's parked down in Lebanon Airport flies over here. Yeah. Outside of that, no, it's been very quiet. It's very quiet up here. All the commotion is outside.
I understand. Point. Do you think the helicopter that was flying dangerously low for hours a few months ago there during the festivities was trying to get somebody to shoot at it?
Sure. That was my first thought, just by the way he was acting.
It was. I had to tell the feds that was really bad, foolish, dangerous for the pilot, dangerous for the people on the ground, dangerous.
Oh,
Yeah.
They're paid $500,000 a year anyway, the pilot and those other folks. That's the risk they take. That's why they get the high paying jobs. But no, there's nobody here that would have fired a shot anybody that I know of. Nobody has any interest in doing any of that.
No, I understand. They were doing that trying to have you fire a shot.
Well, if they started shooting at the crowd, I'm sure somebody out of the crowd, everybody else, a lot of people were armed, so they probably...
What I'm worried about is that the feds might provocateur something and at least shoot blanks or something at their own helicopter as a pretext to go in.
Well, then we'll probably grab the guy, arrest him, ourselves here on the ground, and send him down the road naked.
Well, anything else? You've got the floor, Ed Brown. In the next 2 minutes, whatever you'd like to state, go ahead.
Really don't. I don't have much to say in any of these things. My name is not Ed Brown. It hasn't been for a long time. We're trying to get folks to understand that. By the United States corporate government method, that's what they do to you. They give everything an uppercase. In our case, it was Edward Lewis Brown, all in uppercase, the straw man they created. But my name is Edward Lewis under the laws that I operate under of the Klan Brown. My wife is Elaine Alice of the Klan Brown. Totally separate entities here. We just have to be of that clan, that's all. But who we actually are under the eyes of Creator, it makes us living souls. We are not ever part of their fiction. They know that. I mean, they severed the rest of the ties and contracts we had anyway. So we're not concerned about what a fiction does. We're not concerned about what they do. We'll do what the law tells us to do, and that's all. We're going to sit here like we are now, very quietly, like a couple of old hill folks, just quietly looking and watching the world go by and minding our own business.
Well, you understand my position, or do you understand my position? Do you agree or disagree with it, that I understand they're trying to scare people? But at the same time, I have a responsibility as trying to be a good shepherd for people to take my advice, to give my advice, that I really think women and children coming in and massing there and being there because of these wolves, that really is a front line in the fight against the New World Order. And I don't really know if that's a place for women and children to be, Ed.
Again, that's up to the men of the families and the mothers and fathers of the families. I have no say. I do understand what your position is, Alec, but again, most of the people that I know and that come here are not, shall I say, timid people. They're not concerned about that. They know that everybody must face freedom and that the children must see that you have to fight for it. It's not a given.
I understand what you're saying, and we see the escalation intensifying, and I don't like the road we're going down, but I understand you didn't create that road. You didn't create the juggernaut that's rolling down it menacingly, and that this whole thing is just spiraling downwards, and I just pray that there's some type of way to end this peacefully.
I don't even see it spiraling downwards. I don't understand that. I don't see anything at all. All I've ever said to these people from day one, way back 10-plus years ago, is show me the law and I'll pay the tax and this thing will never be paid.
No, I know, but they have escalated it by arresting people and now charging them with...
Them. That's up to them. They want to be the monsters that they're appearing to be in the public eye. That's totally up to them. It has nothing at all to do with my wife or myself here. Nothing.
I understand. That's Ed, can I have you back up tomorrow for a longer update?
Yeah, what time?
First 30 minutes into the show, 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern.
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay, we'll call this same number, and if you've got a new number or we don't call you, please call into the board. And thank you, Ed. We're praying for you and your wife.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You bet. I meant to have Luke Radowski on to talk about the incredible things that happened in the 4 days of demonstrations in New York. I have the Kevin McPadden interview about the bombs in the buildings. And the countdown and all, and I read on Dig the comments from people calling us idiots, calling us morons, saying this isn't proof of bombs in the buildings, saying Popular Mechanics has debunked us. We have video of police saying, get back, they're going to blow the building up. There, we have eyewitnesses, police, firemen, medics, emergency workers saying there was a countdown. We have the owners saying they gave the order to pull it, and they watched the building come down. You're living in denial. You're living in total and complete denial. I've got two sponsors, and we're going to go to Luke Radowski. These sponsors make this broadcast possible, and we go out and find the best sponsors possible. Great folks like Interfood. You go to prisonplanet.com and click on the Interfood banner. says the Botanical Banner. You get 10% off. You order in bulk, you get 20% on top of that. ENERfood.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you there, and you get the discount, or 866-762-9238. Inner Food, the best green food out there, a couple scoops a day. It gives you all the vitamins you need for the highest quality, balanced energy all day long. It's just vitamins in their original form, folks. Greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power pack ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, on and on and on. 100% of this easily digested nutrients are absorbed for optimal nutrition. ENERfood.com, innerfood.com, or 866-762-9238. And speaking of foods for your body, if everything goes to Hades in a handbasket, you need to be prepared. At least have, per person in your family, a two-month supply. Then you can supplement it with other food supplies and get 4 to 6 months out of it. I recommend that to everybody. Very inexpensive. Hundreds and hundreds of meals, about $1.50 a piece. 50% more than the average person needs in calories. These are big meals. They're the longest operating company in the U.S. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group. Steve Shank doing a fabulous job. Give him a call right now. Get a free brochure. 800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Go to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Giant banner at the top of each site. Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen, is excellent. So is efoodsdirect.com. Again, the number there at efoodsdirect, 1-800-409-5633. And for Inner Food, if you missed it, Innerfood, that's how you spell it out, .com. Both those are fabulous sponsors, and both the nutrition and food you need in these dangerous times. Everything's going wild. Everything's going crazy right now. Again, just to see people denying that this is all this together, all these firemen, police, video of them saying it as it happens, video of the head of Democracy Now, Amy Goodman, down there getting the word. You see them all freaked out. You see them start running. And then the building starts falling. I mean, we have eyewitnesses that were there when it was happening. Over the radio, the countdown. They take their hand off the radio. 3, 2, 1, run for your lives. Boom. And now a video of Kevin McPadden on top of it is absolutely bomb. I mean, it's just a bombshell. It is huge. And I'm almost speechless. It's just so big, hidden in plain view right there. Luke, I want to get you up for at least 30, 40 minutes tomorrow, maybe a full hour. I want to go over everything that happened. I meant to take calls on it. Then the Edna Lane Brown situation escalated. You've been out there. You've covered the story for We Are Change as a reporter. Comments on everything, Luke.
I mean, first, I just want to, you know, send out my prayers for Jason, Reno, and Danny. I hope the best. I wish the best for him for the situation that happens for him. It's a sad situation. We all need to stand behind these true American patriots because they're putting themselves on the line more than anybody else. But as far as you know, Kevin McPadden, he's a proud member of your team, and he's only one of the many people who destroyed the official version of 9/11. I mean, we have Kevin McPadden, we have Craig Barmer, we have David Miller, we have John Schroeder, and now, on that Tuesday night on 9/11/07, when William Rodriguez came to Judson Church and presented those two groundbreaking eyewitness testimonies that totally dispute the official.
Break that down for folks. That's another huge breaking. I forgot. Tell them.
That was amazing. I mean, William Rodriguez came with a video of two people who survived. You know, who survived 9/11? Who are in those buildings? And one of the eyewitnesses said that there was bombs going off in the elevators on the top floors of the Trade Towers before the plane even hit the buildings. And this is
now one of them was his supervisor in the building, and tell him the names. Go over it, Luke.
I don't have the names in front of me, but the second person was the supervisor from William Rodriguez, who basically just clarified his story and admitted it. I mean, we have William Rodriguez, we have John Schroeder, we have the supervisor, we have Philippe David totally destroying the official story of 9/11. You have the commission report ignoring these individuals. You have the story of 9/11 breaking through. The truth is coming out, and we are getting justice for all these people. And this is a great time to be alive because this is really groundbreaking stuff.
And I mean, what are they going to do as hundreds and hundreds of firefighters and police and emergency workers talk about the countdown for the bombs? I mean, what are they going to do?
They can't do nothing. I mean, we have Craig Barber saying that he saw bombs going in the building. We have the loose change guys interviewing two people who were inside those buildings who said that there was bombs exploding in those buildings. Those people can't come out yet. But the official story of 9/11.
Well, one of them was the deputy head of emergency management, and his name is out now.
Yeah, these people are out. I mean, the story of 9/11, the truth is coming out. We are winning. We are fighting the info war.
The London Guardian finally came out and said there's a cover-up and it could be an inside job.
I mean, again, this is an amazing time to be alive because the truth is literally coming out. The mainstream media cannot ignore us. The government can't cover this up anymore. We have the truth on our side. I mean, this is really groundbreaking stuff. If anybody out there had any doubts about this, these people, like Kevin McPadden and the two people William Rodriguez brought for us, these people, you know, should reassure us so much now. I mean, there's no way, man. I mean, we have truth and justice on our side.
Absolutely. And as Christina Ebersole said, the universe builds and leans and bends towards justice and the truth. It literally bends towards justice, and justice is going to come out. We're going to expose the fact it's an inside job. And nothing can stop that now. Stay with us, Luke Radowski. Final segment straight ahead. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
We didn't have time to play the Kevin McPadden audio clip, but we have our own hour-long interview with him. We're going to be posting in the next few days up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members, and then it can be four wins from that point, but it's in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, all of this together in the aggregate there's so many people going forward saying bombs going off. They were told, get back. We have cops on video saying it. And then on dig, they go dig us down and bury the story and say, I just don't believe it. It's all a lie. You're just making all this up. And they refuse to even read it or watch the video clips. And we have cops saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. It's coming down. Then we have the media getting scripted early and false starting, saying Building 7 is going to come down before it did, or saying it had come down. I mean, Luke, it just becomes mind-blowing at a certain point.
The official story is officially disproven at this point right now. I mean, there's nothing else the mainstream media could do. We have the truth on our side. We're doing our job. The media is complicit for not doing their job. I'm telling you right now, they belong in jail for treason for not covering this up. And to me, we are winning. It's a beautiful time to be alive. And I don't know about you, man, but I'm excited because we're kicking some butt.
Well, we are. Just in a minute or two, break down what happened over the 4 days,
The 5 days was amazing because Friday we had about 200 people outside David Rockefeller's house, and we were chanting that 9/11 was a Rockefeller job, and we definitely sent the message to him. Then we went to the CFR, we went to see CNN, CBS, Fox 5 News, and we definitely made our voices heard. Saturday was a great street action. I think Saturday was one of the best days when you came here, Alex, when we were at Times Square, just sending our message to the people. We were in the center of the world at Times Square, and we were letting everybody know that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah,
and
we now have all the Geraldo clips. We're going to play. I'm going to do it today. We'll play them tomorrow. We now have all these other speeches and clips from other people speaking, myself speaking. Yeah, I mean, break down what that arrest was like. But taking over Fox, that was wonderful.
Yeah, that was wonderful, and that really came out of nowhere, man. It was really like the spirit was with us, because this was never planned. We just saw him on the Titantron, and we knew he was going live. He was in the area, and out of nowhere, we were like, all right, let's go. And it was a last-minute decision. We went, and it was really monumental, man, because they never go live. Fox 5 never goes live outside, and we really took advantage of the situation, and we made it ours, and we sent the message right to Fox 5, and we really, you know, disputed them. And what they did to you was...
By the
really
way, you keep calling it Fox 5. That was national television.
Yeah, Fox 5 News. And everybody saw us. Everybody heard our message. And the beautiful thing about it is they couldn't do nothing about it. Geraldo couldn't even continue his program without being disrupted by us. And everybody heard us, and that's the beautiful part about it. And then the police got so mad, they really arrested you for no reason. If they were supposed to issue you a warning about the sound permit, about the sound device. They didn't issue a warning. They just arrested you. That's unconstitutional, and that's un-American. And after that happened, we had about 200-300 people just line up two by two, and we marched as an army, as an InfoWars, as troops, and we were so organized and dedicated. We just marched about 10-15 blocks to the police precinct where they had you at. We lined up in front of the police precincts. The police officer never saw something like this in their lives. They all came out to the police precinct.
It was like that scene in Malcolm X.
Exactly. We all stood up, we all lined up, and we started screaming, you know, let him go and free Alex Jones. And he even told me you were hearing it inside the precinct.
Loud and clear. It was historical. My friend, we're out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I apologize that we didn't go through all the 9/11 info. We covered about half of it today, the big Building 7 news. But we're going to chronicle it all tomorrow, play the clips, unless there's some new horrid development or these arrests. And I tell you, I'm praying for the men that were arrested falsely. These are clearly false charges by the federal marshals and the FBI using a weapon in a violent crime. Let me read the exact charge. Possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Just a fraud on its face. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.